This is my third attempt at recording this audio boo. For some reason, it keeps failing, so I'm hoping that this third attempt will be the charm, as they say. My subject is related to a blog that I put up earlier this week. I had an experience in which, and I won't go into it here because I go into it there, but briefly, it was someone wrote an article about an aspect of Hollywood history, mentioning my father in a wildly inaccurate way, and not a very nice way. And it got me thinking about how history is interpreted through the prism of an individual's time, of an individual's perceptions, prejudices, sense of morality, even when they're talking about individuals in history from thousands of years ago. Now, a legitimate historian understands that, and I think in many cases, or most cases, will try to look at individuals in the context of their time. But I think a lot of people, when they talk about history, when they think about history, and when they interpret history, they don't think about those aspects, and they look at people and they look at historical figures and judge historical figures based on the time and, as I said, the mores of the time, the morale and morals and sense of acceptable behavior in the time in which they're living, or and the place and the interpretation that they put into that. For example, it's common to look at the founders of the United States. Not common, but there are people who will look at the founders of the United States and just out of hand say, "Well, everything about America is a lie because they were all slave owners and etc." You know, I've heard this about Abraham Lincoln. Well, he only did what he did because it was history. I mean, it was politics. And, you know, it's much more interesting, I think, to look at these people within the context of their time, to look at their actions within the context of what was acceptable behavior in their time, to look at the decisions that they made in the context of how the people around them would interpret what they did. And was it exceptional? Was it something out of the ordinary, and did it, you know, move the world ahead in a particular way that where it hadn't gone before? I mean, a lot of these historical figures, including the greatest historical figures of all time, nobody's a saint, and nobody brought the world, you know, forward, you know, in a grand way. It's all incremental progress that we've had through history. And I think that people need to think more about the context in which people, historical figures lived, before judging them, you know, and what we perceive as correct and appropriate behavior in 2010 isn't necessarily what was perceived as appropriate behavior in 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, etc. But it's really much more fun, like I said, to interpret these people in the context of their own time. If you want to read my blog about what I was talking about, it's really esoteric film history. You can read it at worldaccordingtorich.blogspot.com. I hope this all made sense the third time. I don't know if it did or not. Anyway, I will talk to you later.